A murder trial has heard that a 49-year-old woman who was stabbed in the neck on her way home from work died because a main artery carrying blood to the brain was severed, cutting off oxygen supply. A 16-year-old boy is on trial for the murder of Orhant Setseg Serendorj in Dublin city centre in January last year. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, joins us now from the Central Criminal Court. Orla, the court heard today from the state pathologist.
Yes, this is state pathologist Dr. Heidi Ockers, and she told the court she carried out a post-mortem examination on the body of Ms. Serendorj. She described that she had a horizontal, partially healed stab wound just below her right earlobe. Ms. Serendorj was in hospital on life support for some time, so that is why the wound, by the time the pathologist saw it, was partially healed. And by the time she saw it, it was just 1.5 centimetres long, but she said it would have been larger at the time of the incident. She said Ms. Serendorj's brain was swollen and a main artery which supplies blood to the brain had been penetrated, the internal carotid artery. It hadn't been completely dissected, she said. And she explained this type of injury doesn't cause collapse immediately. It can take, in some cases, up to 2 hours, she said. And this explained why Ms. Serendorj was able to walk from where she was attacked near the CHQ building in the IFSC, that kind of area of Dublin, to Connolly, a short distance to Connolly Station. And she was still talking by the time she got there and seemed to some people to be calm. She said the cause of death was brain death due to the cutoff of blood supply and oxygen to her brain, and she said there were no other contributory factors. She was cross-examined briefly by Defence Counsel Michael O'Higgins, and she agreed with him that the main part of the injury in Ms. Serendorj's case was in the muscle to the left of the artery, and she agreed with him also that the injury on this occasion involved what he called an element of misfortune.
Right. Ms. Serendorj's husband also gave evidence today through an interpreter.
Yes, her husband, who's known as Umba, his name is Unumbayar Sorenkor, he gave evidence with the help of an interpreter, and he said that he came to Ireland around 15 years ago. This is his 16th year in Ireland, he said, to work. And his wife joined him 9 months later. They have two children. Now, he said they both worked as cleaners, but at the time that this happened, he wasn't working because of COVID restrictions. Orna, his wife, was still working at a company called State Street, and she usually worked, he said, Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and usually walked to and from work. On the night of January the 20th, 2021, he was at home with their daughter and their niece, and he got a telephone call from his wife, who was in distress. He was obviously very worried. He rushed out to meet her, still wearing his slippers, the court heard, and he found her at the taxi rank near the Lewis stop at Connolly Station. Now, a taxi driver was able to help her by calling 999. She was holding her neck and an ambulance arrived, but the court heard she wasn't able to swallow tablets they gave her for pain relief, and she had difficulty swallowing water. Now, he told the court that he wasn't allowed to go with his wife to hospital because of COVID restrictions. He had to go home and wait. And later he was contacted at home by members of An Garda Síochána. They told him his wife's condition had deteriorated and they brought him to the Mater Hospital. And he was told that she hadn't recovered from her injuries.
Orla O'Donnell, thank you for that.